6. We have clear to partly cloudy skies, 51 degrees in Atlantic. It'll be mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 69. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In local news, two current members of the Atlantic City Council won't be seeking re-election this fall, according to information released from the city clerk's office following the close of the nomination filing period Thursday. Incumbents Sean Schaus in Ward 5 and at-large Councilman Steve Livengood did not file their nomination papers for re-election. Two persons have filed nomination papers for those respective seats on the council, however. Lori Stewart has filed to run for the 5th Ward seat, and Bob Cord has filed for the at-large position. And as previously mentioned, Mayor Dave Jones and 2nd Ward Councilperson Kathy Summers have filed their papers for re-election on November the 5th. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Authorities say autopsy results show that a woman whose body was found in a southwest Iowa cornfield was killed by an accidental overdose. The Iowa Department of Public Safety said Thursday that an autopsy by the state medical examiner's office found 31-year-old Maggie Weaver died to acute methamphetamine intoxication, and there were no signs of foul play. Weaver was last seen July 31st when she was waiting for a ride from a friend. When the friend showed up a couple of hours later, the woman was gone. Friends found her body August the 3rd in a cornfield near Lenox in rural Taylor County. An 18-year-old from Trainer has pled guilty to lesser charges in his sexual abuse case. The Daily Nonpareil in Council Bluffs says 18-year-old Creighton Elwood entered a plea of guilty Thursday to one count of assault, one count of assault causing bodily injury, and one count of false imprisonment. The son of Trainer School District Superintendent Kelvin Elwood, Creighton was originally charged with two counts of third-degree sexual abuse and one count of first-degree kidnapping in connection with a pair of incidents which allegedly occurred in 2012. The teen was sentenced to 14 days in jail, 2 years of probation in order to successfully complete a counseling program for sex offenders. He will register as a sex offender in Iowa for 10 years. The paper reports Assistant Pottawatomie County Attorney Dan McGinn said he was in contact with the alleged victims while working on a tentative agreement with Elwood's attorney. McGinn said the victims agreed that the younger Elwood needed help and not prison time. A first-degree kidnapping conviction for adult would have carried an automatic life sentence in Iowa and would have required Elwood to register as a sex offender for life. In November and December of last year, Elwood allegedly abused two females in separate incidents. In all, five females have levied complaints against Elwood, with three cases in juvenile court. Elwood is expected to surrender himself Sunday morning in the Pottawatomie County Jail. He is no longer a student at the Trainer High School. Police in Red Oak report an arrest has been made in connection with the theft of a mountain bike from a residence on Wednesday. 29-year-old Zachariah Michael Holland of Red Oak was found to be in possession of the Gary Fisher brand bike, which was valued at $550. Holland faces a possession of stolen property charge. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,000. Authorities in Montgomery County report two people were arrested early this morning on drug charges. Red Oak police say 32-year-old Sean Donald Gonzalez and 20-year-old Mitchell Neil Metcalf were arrested at 2 and 2:15 a.m. respectively at North 2nd and Grimes Streets in Red Oak. Both were charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and were cited for the offense and released. And sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested 40-year-old Christy A. Coverdale of Stanton on charges of OWI second offense and open container. Coverdale was arrested after being pulled over for a speeding violation at around 8:20 p.m. Thursday. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and later released on a $2,000 cash bond. The Atlantic Police Department said Thursday that no injuries had been reported following an accident that occurred Wednesday afternoon at 7th and Plum Streets. Vehicles driven by Amanda Gustafson of Elkhorn and David Dressler of Anita collided at around 4:35 p.m. as both vehicles were heading west on 7th Street and approaching Plum. The accident occurred when Dressler slowed for traffic in front of him after he went through the stoplight and Gustafson hit him from behind. Dressler was cited for failure to obey a traffic signal. Damage from the accident amounted to $2,000. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Diane K. Clinton Wilson, age 54, of Atlantic, died last Friday at her home. Funeral services for Diane Wilson will be this morning at 10:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Martin Marty Vogt, age 55, of Dexter, died last Friday. Graveside services for Marty Vogt will be today at 11 o'clock at the Dexter City Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Henry Hank Daggett, age 59, of Linden, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Hank Daggett will be today at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Francis Frank Michael Chabon, age 50, of Boulder, Colorado, died September the 10th. Memorial services for Frank Chabon will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Clifford Theodore Berry, age 91, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Clifford T. Berry will be held on Monday at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.